Hey, what up, Long Beach? Welcome back to your home for everything local sports. This is the 562.org. I am JJ Fiddler. First of all, big shouts to our sponsors, each and every one, including Naples Rib Company. If you want to help support Long Beach sports coverage, get to the 562.org right now. Hit that subscribe button. You can donate, and you can also help us with new things like our Long Beach Unified School District student internship program, which is paid, by the way. We're doing it all here in the LBC, and today we have a very special podcast for you, live via tape delay from the campus of Long Beach State. We have got the new athletic director, Bobby Smitherin, and the new men's basketball coach, Chris Acker. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it. I say new. How long are we allowed to say that? How long are we allowed to call you the new guys? I mean, does everything still feel new around here?
For me, it definitely does. Yeah, so you can call me the new guy until we get our first win.
That's fair. That's going to be the lead to my article when you get it. How about you, Bobby? How you feeling?
Great. We had our black and gold celebration last night to celebrate this year, and I joke that it's my freshman year on campus. And so, you know, the academic year is coming to close here in a couple weeks, and just really excited for how we're going to finish this academic year.
Coach, what's your day-to-day like? I mean, you're not living in the gym right now, right?
No, not in the gym. Really still just getting adjusted to campus life and getting familiar with everybody on campus. Where do I need to go for certain things? And, you know, in the process of finishing up hiring a staff and retaining players and recruiting players. So everybody here has been so supportive and available.
That's
so,
a lot of phone work. You're on the phone line?
A lot of phone work. Yeah.
I like this motif in here, Bobby. Very minimalist. The same way. What about you, Coach? What's your office looking like?
It'll look like this eventually. So okay. I'm glad we're doing our podcast in here, though.
Are you still moving?
Yeah, we're still getting stuff acclimated.
Bobby, how have you felt about the reaction to the hiring of Coach Acker here?
Yeah, it's been tremendous. Obviously, you know, Chris's background, his achievements throughout his career, the new kind of energy that he brings, obviously the success of the experience at San Diego State, you know, I think obviously bodes well for Long Beach State.
Oh, and we want that here.
Yeah. No question. But also his, you know, his connections to the city of Long Beach, and that was certainly my experience when I was hired, and it's great to see his people from the city respond to him and celebrate him and know that that's going to be happening as we continue his onboarding here.
Yeah, we can write it as much as we want at the 562.org, Coach, but can you just talk a little bit about those connections to Long Beach and kind of what's the first thing you think of when somebody like Bobby or somebody, a member of the media, says that to you?
Well, I think about the fact that my aunt keeps telling me to come stay with her until I find a home.
Love that.
And so, you know, she's like, I'm 5 minutes away. You can come stay with us. You got the whole downstairs. The kids are out of town. They're off and living their own lives now. So, you know, just having that type of support, haven't been able to really get with everybody and get a dinner done. But, you know, I'm sure that's coming. But, you know, having my dad up the street, uncles up the street, people that I need, just to have that work-life balance is unbelievable. And then when you talk about the recruiting piece, you know, obviously I recruited Long Beach Poly, recruited Long Beach Jordan. Some of my really good friends are coaches on those staffs. And so, you know, just having those relationships and just having those organic relationships where it's not always transactional. And you can just call them and say, hey, what time you got practice? I'm going to come by and stop by and just have a conversation. Yeah. So that's been really, really good. And authentic, and not just transitioning lifestyle and work. It's just been, you know, getting acclimated to campus more than anything else.
Right. As a local guy, love hearing you talked about Coach Shell, Coach Francis, Town Business. Like, we love those guys. Those are our guys because we see what they do for the kids of the city. And we want to see that happen here, too. We want more local kids at Long Beach State. I've said it since the day I stepped on campus. Like, this place should be this place, you know, by us, for us.
Yeah, no, we've been literally... I've been on the phone. I got another call with a kid today that's from Long Beach. And I've been on the phone with a lot of the guys that are in the transfer portal that are from this city.
Yes.
And I just think that's important because that extra chip, and we know how it feels when you're representing your city. It just gives you a little bit more of a edge towards competing. And so, you know, we're really looking for that in the portal. We're really looking for that in the high school deal. And I think that'll bode well for the community, but also those guys coming back home and putting their footprint in Long Beach will be huge.
Yeah, and coming back home like that is a huge thing. We used to make the joke about the Long Beach soccer team where it was the land of misfit toys. These kids would go away and be like, oh, it's going to be so great there, and it's not. And then you come home and you're almost like re-energized to come home and feel that connectivity. That's really great to hear. We love that. But speaking of players in general, you know, you guys got me going to more introductory press conferences than I'm used to. But at yours, I could feel that family love, your family there in the front row. I could just feel that. And you could also feel when you said, you know, build a fence. We're going to have to recruit Long Beach, and then we're going to also recruit. Can you talk about recruiting your own players right now? I mean, you're trying to bring back the Traores, you know what I mean, who are, I would say, probably the best rebounding duo I've seen in the Big West in a long time, you know what I mean? But that didn't necessarily translate to wins every night in the Big West. So are you concentrating on those players, bringing them back right now, or are you kind of just building a team that you think will look like the way you want to play basketball?
No, those guys are priority number one.
Okay.
Bringing those guys back here. And they know how I feel about them. They know how this community feels about them. The people on campus feel about them. So they know the level of importance that we have on getting them back in this program. And we want to add pieces around them. That's the idea.
What can you do? You're not bringing them for recruiting trips. They know the campus better than you do. You know what I mean? So like, how do you convince somebody like that?
Well, that's the advantage, is you have people here that talk to them every single day about being here. And then from my standpoint, you know, they just need to sense that, you know, it's genuine, that I want to help them get better as well, which is a part of this process. Like, you have to get a lot better. You talked about they rebounded and they didn't win a lot of games. Well, we got to win conference games. We got to win this league.
Yep.
So they're going to have to get better in shooting, better in, you know, dribbling the basketball, like the basic things that it takes to be a really good player, they have to get better at. And then, you know, just being patient in this process as well, and not forcing them to do everything.
Well, how long do you wait, right? Because you're in one of those situations, even, you know, now you see it in other sports in the NCAA where coaches need to be hired earlier because of transfer portals and stuff like that. Are you putting yourself or them on any sort of deadline where you're like, if you guys decide to go on to other places, please let us know so that we can move on both tactically and mentally and all those things?
Yeah, of course. That's the conversation. You want them to know that you're still trying to build a team. You have to do what's in the best interest of Long Beach State University. But at the same time, there's a lot of guys out there that want to be a part of this.
Yes.
And so you go through that process diligently with those guys. And, you know, you let the chips fall where they may. I mean, we got really, really good players that we're recruiting. And the Traores know that there's an open invitation for them to come back, obviously.
Yeah.
So, you know, realistically, you know, their timeline will be their timeline. Our timeline will be our timeline.
But it's not next week.
No, there's no hard deadline.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
There's more of a process-oriented approach. Okay.
Bobby, are you checking in on Coach? Like, is this one of those situations where you hire him and you're like, go, do your thing? Or are you saying like, hey, did you talk to the Traores today?
Well, I joked with him that I've got four people on my favorites list on my cell phone.
Uh-huh.
I now have a fifth. And it's Coach Acker because
all the old speed dial.
It's just easier to find him that way because I don't really spend that much time talking. So
yeah,
that's anytime you onboard a new head coach, you're going to, you know, have that level of engagement. Mm-hmm. But I think to the Traores, I think the other piece that's out there is getting their degree. They're close to getting their degree.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some legacy pieces, I think, for both of them to achieve from a basketball standpoint.
Yes.
So that's
also
the other.
A family standpoint. I wrote a feature on them last year about that. It's like, you know, it's about coming here and going back as a man, right? Yeah. And that includes in the classroom and on the court. Right.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, as I've shared with a lot of our student athletes, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You don't know what you're going to get somewhere else in terms of the opportunity. Is there going to be a family environment to support you?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think they feel here at Long Beach State.
And I think the other thing to that is, I think they're in some guys, like you're talking to guys right now who currently have gone out, they've gotten all this NIL, they've done all of these things, and they're like, no, I want to come back to a place where let's get back to the foundation, like let's get better, let's figure out how to win. And so I think they're intelligent enough to decipher between what's real, what's fake, the importance of leaving, the importance of staying. And that's why we can trust them in this process to make a really, really good decision.
Right, yeah. It's no surprise to anybody listening to this that Long Beach State isn't going to be able to put up or offer or have the opportunity for the NIL money that some other, you know, universities that this school plays all the time, you know what I mean, that they can offer. Are you being realistic with some of these players in that sense? Like, listen, we're not going to have the money, but you're going to have, like you're saying, the opportunity to get better and develop as a player and a person and all of those things. Or are you saying to these players and these recruits, if you come here, we could create a place that has the NIL money that other schools have?
Yeah, we're not shying away from the conversation at all. I mean, it's our job to go with the flow of what's going on in college basketball right now. So, you know, we need all the support we can get in building a great NIL structure. And I think that's the key word, structure. Like, yeah. We want to do it correctly so that we don't have to go back and fix it later. But we want to educate our donors. We want to educate our supporters on exactly what it is. And then we want to present it to the players accordingly based on those stipulations and all the things that goes on with that.
Right.
But also, I'll say this. We're brutally honest regardless of what's going on. Like, the last thing we'll do is recruit a guy because of NIL, because we don't want him making a mistake to come here if it's not a great fit.
Yeah, to be brutally honest, I think a lot of people, a lot of fans of this school who come to our website at the562.org are saying, like, some of the names that are being floated around who might come here, their first reaction was, yo, that kid shouldn't come to Long Beach State, right? That talent level, that NIL money level should go to a place where it matches that. So their first reaction is, yo, why? What is it? What do you got, the magic potion? What's going on? Why are we looking at names where, like, dude, I read that name 3 years ago thinking he might be at Kentucky. Yeah. And then all of a sudden on my Twitter feed, it pops up that he's thinking about Long Beach State. Like, how?
Well, it just comes down to, again, the honesty, right? Like, I don't think you have to sugarcoat anything. I think guys want direct, honest conversation. And I've always been that way. People say I'm a little bit too honest in those situations, but I rather you know exactly who I am and what I'm about so that it matches up on the court. A, so you can hold me accountable to that, but also when you agree to this, because I tell guys all the time that don't come if you don't line up with the vision. And
right.
That's you're going to get better. We're going to hold you accountable. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a process to get where you're trying to get to. And when everybody's done celebrating, just like they'll be done celebrating me coming here in a little bit, it's all going to be the work at the end of the day. And that's how you win championship. It's a day-by-day-by-day approach. And so all the way up until March when we're playing in that NCAA tournament, the standards will still be there. We'll never celebrate anything. And we'll enjoy the process of getting better. We'll celebrate the student-athletes at the end of the year when it's all said and done.
Right.
But I want guys that are bought in on the process.
Bobby, is that the kind of approach you want coaches across campus to have?
Of course. I mean, you know, we're in the business of young people, and more than ever, I think young people need certainty in what they are signing up for, what they can expect from the experience here at Long Beach State, so that it's the best experience that they can have.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Honesty is huge.
Speaking
and transparency.
Yeah, and transparency, 100%. Speaking of personnel, obviously got to touch on the coaching staff, right? I've been around sports long enough to know a team is only as good as their assistant coaches.
Absolutely.
So it's broken this week that a couple of guys that you're bringing in. Just talk about what you're looking for from an assistant coach. Like, do you want coaches who are very familiar with the Big West Conference?
Absolutely. You want coaches that are familiar with the Big West. You want coaches that have won. That are proven winners. You want guys that have played and competed for NCAA tournaments, games, and the opportunity to play in that tournament. But ultimately, you want guys that understand that player development is all-encompassing. And some of the things we just talked about, it boils down to, like, the mental health aspect of developing a player. And so you want guys that are not like – I don't want guys that are just like me, but I want guys that understand the importance of the mental well-being of the student-athletes they're coaching. And they tap into that. They don't just take things as status quo. They dig in a little bit deeper and figure out how to bring the most out of each student athlete. And then I want guys that understand the importance of graduation, that are okay with leaving the office, going to check, and making sure guys are where they're supposed to be, because that's critical. I mean, this whole thing is about these guys getting degrees and moving on from Long Beach State.
What about familiarity? Do you need to know them to have them be your assistant coach?
I thought so when I first started the hiring process.
Yeah.
And then as I've gone through it, fortunately, I have guys that are in the loop that you know, potentially that we'll hire that are guys that I do know. But there's a couple guys also that I don't. And so it's about finding the right people. I mean, I was hired at San Diego State without necessarily knowing Coach Dutcher. And I knew a couple guys on the staff prior to me getting the job, and it seemed to be the right fit because of the process and the diligence towards the hiring. So I'm just looking for the right fit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Fit is everything. One of the biggest pieces of news to come out of this school recently is a new fit for the program. You guys are doing Battle at the Beach. This is something that we got approached with a couple years ago. They were like, can you guys help us build this? And then it kind of went by the wayside or whatever. So we're thrilled that it's back. Take the microphone, Bobby. Take the microphone, yeah. Coach. Sell us Battle at the Beach. What's going on?
So Jason Tilton with the 44 Group. Jason was a prior director of basketball operations of ours, and he really was the impetus behind pushing this idea because as he saw from his experience here at Long Beach State, tremendous, iconic facility, the culture around the campus, the city of Long Beach, and just knowing that what a gem we have here to showcase to the rest of the country. And one way that we can do that is through a basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. And as we look at the Maui Invitational, the Charleston Classic, we've got these products that for college basketball really drive a lot of interest nationally, a lot of eyeballs on the view TV sets.
Yeah.
And those are things that only help enhance our men's basketball program, our campus, to bring in visiting institutions, to bring in fans. I mean, what we're projecting is an economic impact of over $1 million to the city of Long Beach with having this here.
Huge.
And that's tremendous. And that's how I feel we should be, as a partner on this in this city, we should be having opportunities for this, for fan engagement,
yeah.
and to bring people to the city of Long Beach. And this is what this is going to do. Yeah. And for us to have 3 home games, right out of the
gates. That's also big.
Is critical for us.
Coach, you kind of walked into this, right? Like, I mean, it wasn't part of the recruiting process, but.
I'm blessed. No, I had heard rumors, but, when it became official, it's exciting. I mean, who would not want to come to Long Beach and play college basketball?
Especially if you're from a place that doesn't have our November weather.
Yeah, no question. No question.
You're like, I'm sorry, I get to get out of town for a week and go to Long Beach?
Yes.
Sign me up.
Yes. No, and I'm really excited for the students that will hopefully be around and the fan engagement. You know, I'm sure it'll be exciting. Bobby mentioned the Black and Gold event last night and how awesome that was that they put that together and how they did it and how classy it was. So it's not just going to be a tournament. It's going to be an event. And I think that's what I'm most excited about is people being able to be engaged and on campus to see this place. A little bit of recruiting in there as well.
No doubt. No doubt. And you're also kind of recruiting opponents, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't tell me. You can't tell anybody, I guess. But do you know what type of team, what type of institutions, what type of programs – you want to bring in here? Do you want to bring in the teams where Long Beach State wins 3 games? Or do you want to bring in the teams where if the other two are playing and Long Beach isn't playing, Long Beach basketball fans are still showing up?
Yeah, I think it's that, JJ. We want a mix of Power 5, mid-major, high-performing institutions that is, quality college basketball games that fans can get excited about. And I think as we grow this, hopefully you see some really brand-name blue-blood institutions who see this as an attractive opportunity to come here and compete. And to what Coach just said, the idea of they have a good experience here as a basketball student athlete, maybe it doesn't work at that institution.
Right.
But man, I had a great time in Long Beach.
Yeah.
that's a place that now I've got my eye on.
And you talked about the money that it would bring to the city, first and foremost. We love that. I mean, the 562.org is all about the city being the city. You know what I mean? That connection is important. And obviously, bigger names are going to bring in bigger dollars, right? So is that also part of the who are we going to bring in? It's like you want to make a financial impact, an economic impact?
Yeah, and we've had great conversations with our partners in the downtown business district and certainly city leadership at the highest levels excited about this. And so as we think about just the experiential opportunities for fans and those visiting institutions to have in our city, that's kind of an all boats float.
Yes.
Here in the city of Long Beach. So that's tremendous.
Okay, awesome. Do you want to tell me who you guys got coming? No, I'm just joking. But speaking of schedule, right, what is the schedule going to look like? Is it going to look like a leftover from last year, or are you finding teams to play as we speak?
We're actively working on finding teams to play. And so it's just going to be a process to get.
Because you're late, right?
Yeah, we're late, and we're just, but there's a lot of teams out there that want to play. They're taking us for granted, that's exciting.
You looking for other universities with new head coaches?
No, I mean, it's just, to me, honestly, it what matters the most is getting this program to the place where you can compete to play in the NCAA tournament without necessarily having to win an NCAA tournament championship. That's what it's ultimately about. So if we're starting with the end in mind, everything we do up until this point will be eventually getting this program to the place where that's the case.
Right, because you said it at your press conference, right? You were like, I want to play teams that improve us. And you were talking about like RPI and stuff like that. But you're going to have to stay here for about 100 years if you want to turn the Big West into anything other than a one-bid league. So really what you're working at is how do we get the best in March, of March in Henderson, right?
No question.
So with that in mind, is there any They used to do this thing. It's called the ESPN Bracket Busters. I think they stopped it in like 2008 or 2009. And it was right in the heart of conference. And you just played another mid-major team who was also in the heart of conference.
Yeah, yeah.
Before Hawaii was in here, the year we went to the tournament in 07, before Hawaii was in the Big West, we played Hawaii that year. And I swear to you, we would not have won that tournament if we didn't play Hawaii that game, because they showed us what we were missing. Mm-hmm. And then we got better. Mm-hmm. Is there any opportunity to mix the schedule up where you've got games that are in January that aren't conference? Or do you know what I mean? Is there any way that the schedule looks markedly different next year?
Anything is possible.
Okay.
And we're just going to take it one day at a time. Scheduling is so fluid. And you have all these conversations with different coaches, and you get dates, and then they say, oh, this doesn't work because they got another date somewhere else. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to promise anything. I just know we're working diligently to make it a competitive schedule that we can all be proud of and excited to compete in.
Bobby, do you pay attention to stuff like that, like what he's doing in the schedule? And is it a concern financially? Like, if he's got a chance to go play three places in a week that are all across country, like that, those numbers add up real quick.
No, there's a bottom line to it for sure. And part of that is the what they call buy games, the guarantee games, where you're going to play at a Duke, Kentucky, Kansas.
Call them the body bag games.
Well, we won a couple of those last year, though.
Yeah, oh, no indeed. Question.
You know,
no
so
question.
So no those question. Those opportunities are out there. But I think it's that you got to be very strategic in how you do scheduling, because you're trying to take care of the RPI piece.
Yep. Yes.
Setting your team up for success to have opportunity to win games.
Yeah. Yes.
But then we want to have games at home where we're, you know, taking care of our fan base.
Yeah.
We want to be able to make money from ticket sales and sponsorships and all those things that help our department financially. So there's a mix to that for sure.
Are you using the relationship, Coach, are you using the relationships of the past to try to, hey, this is my first go. You want to come, hey, coach that I used to coach with at a higher institute or a, you know, more a prominent institution, come help me out a little bit?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of communication
okay.
across the board with coaches, you know, coaches that know coaches that you know,
yeah.
and you're just constantly spinning your wheel. And that's part of hiring a really, really good staff, because
right.
then at the end of the day, they have relationships, and you tap into those relationships as well. You look at, you know, potentially who they've competed against and how they got certain games, and you just try to make it make sense.
So,
JJ, I think for the other piece of this is the experience for our student athletes. Like, what do those opportunities look like to go play at a Rupp Arena or wherever it is?
Mm-hmm.
Those are great experiences for our young men.
Yeah.
And that helps in a recruiting perspective as well, to say, hey, we're going to play these couple games at X name institutions.
Yeah.
But we're also going to play these many games at home, so that from an academic standpoint, just work, you know, kind of a balance
yes.
structure that they have a great experience.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as a representative of the Long Beach sports community, I want to go on record. We got to get the Long Beach State San Diego State rivalry back. We had it for a while when the Fab Four was here. They came in. I remember the homecoming game against San Diego State. I remember a lot. I don't remember who won that game because it was so much fun. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It got us what we wanted. It got us a homecoming event. The crowd was packed. TJ Robinson went to alley-oop for the first bucket. It was incredible. But that's like that Cal State system. I know some people forget, but we're all in the same system here. That's that Cal State system rivalry stuff that I think personally kind of gets pushed aside. Like, I love UCI Long Beach State. I love the black and blue rivalry. But I love it because they named it. You know what I mean? They put effort towards it. I want San Diego State on this campus. I want to go down to Cox Arena. Can we make that happen?
Well, we have to do our part and put ourselves in position to be able to, for them to want to come down here and play us. And so that's on us to do our part as well. It goes both ways. And so I know San Diego State's not afraid to play anybody anywhere. So, you know, maybe later on down the line, as we continue to have conversations, maybe we get there. So obviously that's on our radar. That's something we would not be afraid to do. And I know they wouldn't be afraid to do it either. It just has to make sense for them as well, for where they are in their journey also.
Well, speaking of bringing things to campus, this weekend, the NCAA tournament, men's volleyball, excuse me, next weekend, NCAA tournament, men's volleyball, coming to Long Beach State in the Walter Pyramid, second time in, oh no, I'm going to forget, 5 years. Boy, COVID really threw everything off, huh? Second time in 5 years, the NCAA tournament is here at the Mid. Bobby, honest question, how much work is the Long Beach State Athletic Department responsible for when an NCAA tournament comes to the Mid?
Yeah, it's all hands on deck. And we wouldn't have it any other way, because it's a tremendous opportunity to have a national championship tournament on our home floor
mm-hmm.
with our men's volleyball team that's the number 2 seed in this tournament. So we want to put on a quality event so that those visiting institutions, when they come, again, as we spoke to about the battle at the beach, they have a great experience.
Yeah.
And that way the NCAA is more likely to bring it back to us 3-4 years down the road as well. So we're going to do a great job. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be phenomenal. Yeah. And we're going to set our team up to be successful.
Well, Alan Knipe, 100% responsible for that, I think. His connections in the volleyball world. I mean, coaching the Olympics does a wonder for your Long Beach State program, obviously. Coach Acker, have you talked to other coaches like Coach Knipe in the way that, hey, you're successful at Long Beach State? How'd you do that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I was at the, I think it was their Big West championship game on senior night. Or maybe they had already won championship.
Senior night?
Yeah, so it was senior night. I was at the game or at the match, and, you know, I got to watch.
Oh, at the match. My guy, good stuff.
So I got to watch, first of all, the student section was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and then the fan base was outstanding. I got to watch their bench celebrate. I don't know if you call it possessions, but basically possessions after possessions.
Oh, they celebrate every point.
It's unbelievable. And so, you know, and I'm just talking about how it should look when you're a championship program. And, you know, you see the seniors up there and they're talking about their experiences here in Long Beach, their experiences on campus. You see the younger guys talking about the seniors. You see the coaches talking about the seniors. So you get clear understanding of, like, why this program is as successful mm-hmm. as it is. And so definitely as you go through the process on campus, you know, you want to know how you built your program here in Long Beach because it's different than other places. And I definitely want to know. I mean, I'm a student of all sports. And so, again, there's just certain things that I was paying attention to that I was excited about watching. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to pick Coach's brain on.
I was during the match, I was sitting next to Coach and I said, this is what it's going to look like.
Yes.
You know, the vibe in that facility was
what everybody wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And tip of the cap to Alan Knipe and everybody in that volleyball program because that happened real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of a sudden we just blinked and it was like, that's the student section that used to be at basketball games.
Yeah.
Here they are. They're right here. And that's coaches. Again, speaking of coaches, Long Beach State Dirtbags have an interim coach right now. I want to go again on record saying I like Brian Peters.
Yeah.
He's a guy, and he is just a walking pull quote when it comes to the lore and tradition of the Dirtbags. I just open my phone and just say Dirtbags, and this guy just gives me gold every time. He did such a great job. First of all, tip of the cap to you for the Hall of Fame, bringing it back. That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
But he did such a great job with that team that came back. He brought the team in. They were talking to each other, right? That's important.
Yep.
But you're going to get a lot of applications this summer for that job. And you walked into a situation where you were hiring the men's basketball coach and the baseball coach, basically the two most important jobs on this campus athletically.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Because you knew Chris. You knew what you were getting. Yeah. But what are you looking for in culture and things of that nature when it comes to who's going to be the head coach of the Dirtbags next year?
Yeah, you know, kudos and hats off to Petey. I mean, you know, Coach Peters bet on himself. You know, he stepped into a difficult situation where he said, I'll take the interim tag, and I'm going to run with this. I'm going to bet on myself. And I've got a lot of respect for that in terms of how he has operated. I mean, clearly these guys on that team love Coach Peters. They're playing hard for him. Are the results where we would want them right now? No. And I think Coach Peters would say that as well. You know, he has strong and high expectations for where this program should be. And so we're having active conversations about what that program under his leadership moving forward would look like. And as we'll do with all of our head coaches, we'll evaluate where we are at the end of the season and then make a determination from there.
Yeah, that's fair. you know, how do you communicate with a guy like that feels like a lame duck?
Well, we have weekly meetings that, you know, he and I are in constant communication. I'm going to travel with the team to the University of Michigan this weekend. And,
awesome.
And so spending time around the program, talking with the coaches, and just having that open dialogue, open door throughout the season because, you know, it's the baseball season. As a former college baseball player myself, it's a long season.
Yeah.
And they face some injuries and some challenges that.
Oh, the slings and arrows.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the way it goes. And so, you know, my hope is that we're going to go on a run here. And as Coach Petey has said, he's going to make my job real easy.
Got to mention the smaller diamond, softball, into the winning ways that have been routine almost in the conference, right? Took their freaking lumps in the preseason. But Coach Kim Sauter, veteran experience to dodge some injuries and figure it out. Can you talk a little bit about that program and how important it is that you've got the facility over there to house a team that deserves it?
Well, I think in this day and age of the transfer portal, you know, you almost don't know what you get sometimes when you sign up to play somebody. I mean, she, you know, they play in the tournament in Mexico, in Puerto Vallarta. They open with Nebraska, and all of a sudden, Jordy Ball, who's the national, you know, pitcher of the year, is in the circle against you in your first game. Well, when they signed up to play that game,
that wasn't the case.
That wasn't the case, right? So, you know, we got a little bit of a murderer's row to start the season. Mm-hmm. Withstood that and took some lumps, but as I think is Kim's preparation is getting her team ready to play the Big West Conference schedule, and now we're sitting where we should be, competing for the conference title, as it seems to always do.
Yeah,
it comes down
you
to
want it to be a tradition. Long Beach State Fullerton last weekend of the
last
season,
last weekend of the series. Yeah. So excited about how that's going to play out for a softball team.
Got to mention women's golf as well. We would be remiss. Another Big West championship for Long Beach State golf, men's and women's golf. Both doing incredibly well, and both relatively new coaching hires. There's a theme to this podcast, I feel.
Well, I mean, JJ, they, women won by 23 strokes. You probably have 23 strokes on a couple holes yourself.
You're not lying.
Okay, yeah. So they won by 23 strokes. Jasmine Leoval was the individual champion.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously excited about the program under Alyssa Waite's direction. Mm-hmm. She's only been here a couple of years, and just really excited about the energy that she's bringing to the program. Things she's done fundraising-wise in the community. So she's only going to continue to grow that program. Rob Murray's got the men position as well. They leave this weekend to compete out in the desert. So really excited about where our golf programs are going.
All right, we always end these podcasts with a funny question. So, Coach, you can go first. Okay. Bobby, I got a different one for you.
Okay.
Coach, you are stuck on a deserted island, all right? But for some reason, there's speakers on this island. So it's just you. Mm. You got your water. You can hunt some animals or whatever. But there's a speaker on this island, and it plays the same song on repeat. Ooh. But you get to choose the song. What song would you choose? Now, some people go for a long song, right? Because then you can listen to it maybe less a day, right? Some people go for a song that has no lyrics, because then it doesn't get stuck in your head as much. Where's your head at?
Man, this is a good one. I got to listen to this every single day.
Yeah, on repeat. It doesn't stop. On repeat. The day and night also. You're sleeping to it as well. Maybe that's important to think about. But one of my friends said, I'm going to rip the speaker apart and use the electricity to send Morse code. That's a great idea, but that's not what I'm asking.
I probably listen to Renegade with Jay-Z and Eminem.
That's a very good answer. That's a very good answer. That's also a great song to build a boat to.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, I like that.
A little bit of energy. Yeah, I like that.
I like that. All right, Bobby, I got one for you. What is a place in America, a city in America, that you think is wildly underrated? Like, you've been there, and you're like, why don't more people go to blank? Ooh. And don't say Long Beach. I know that's what you want to say.
No, I'm gonna go back to my roots in New Mexico.
Okay.
Okay, where I did my undergrad degree and my master's. And I'm going to say a town called Ruidoso, New Mexico. New Mexico, in the mountains, beautiful.
Like a Utah type, like a lot of rocks, like a desert feel?
No. More of kind of the Rockies, you know, beautiful trees, and just out in the middle of nowhere. People don't know it.
Two words, Ruidoso?
Ruidoso.
Okay. The travel agency of Ruidoso. Thanks you for that plug. guys, thank you so much for taking the time and doing this. I know you're very, very busy, as all we are in the city of Long Beach with the sports community, because it doesn't stop. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're headed into the summer, and we always kind of take a breath in the summer, but there's always this stuff in the summer going on, too. We just got back from the Grand Prix and all that stuff. Yeah. But sitting down, being in a community like this, this is what this is all about. So we would love to do this more often if you guys would be amenable.
Well, appreciate all that you guys do at the 562, JJ. You guys do a tremendous job covering the whole city, the whole landscape, so we appreciate you guys.
It is a labor of love, and we absolutely love it. So thank you again. Thank you to Roger Kirk, SID, here for setting this up and doing the production. Again, 562.org. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you to all the sponsors, including Naples Rib Company. And we'll see you in the stands.
Go Beach.
Go Beach.